top 50 income earners, and they are recipients of the Thompson Leadership Award. The dynamic duo, please welcome Larry and Richard Amueto.
Hey, Bear, thanks so much. Can you hear us okay?
We can indeed. Glad to have you on the call with us.
All right, awesome. Thanks for that incredible introduction.
Hey, well, we just obviously we're coming off of Thanksgiving, which has been a really great time for our family. We've been spending lots of time with family, lots of time with our kids. Our daughter was home from college. So, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for in our business. I mean, certainly for Richard and me, we have been incredibly thankful for this incredible business opportunity. I had exchanged some text messages with national consultant Terry Hammack, our sponsor, and so grateful to her that she did not let up on us, that she continued to talk to us even when I told her no, and I wasn't really nice about how I said no either a lot of times. And I'm so grateful that she persisted and she kept on talking to us and she kept on dripping and she kept on, really pushing for us to take a look at it and never letting up on that. And so just to encourage you guys that there may be some people in your life that have told you no and they weren't even open to looking. But when you're in relationship with them, when you care about them, when you know it'll make a difference for them, just keep dripping on them. Don't have that be your one prospect that you just talk to and you beat down. But as you talk to them, as you're in relationship with them, you know, just share with them. I mean, this is a incredible time to just really be thankful for where you are and what you have. And maybe in your business, it's not happening exactly the way you'd like it to. You're not producing the kind of results you'd really like to. Be grateful and be thankful for what you do have, for the customers you do have, that somebody had introduced you to this business, that you do have a vehicle that you can drive to financial freedom, that maybe you're not there in the time that you want to have that happen. But be grateful for the one customer you have or the two customers you have. Maybe you're not getting free electricity yet, but be grateful for the people that you do have. Maybe you don't have the organization that you want to have. Be grateful and be thankful for what you do have. Because, you know, we were sitting in church today and our pastor was talking about, you know, where you get blessing starts with thanks. It starts with thanksgiving and giving thanks. And I think a lot of times we live in a society where we are definitely very much believe that we're entitled to something. And I see it in our kids. There are times where they go in and out of that. I see it in myself where I feel like I'm entitled to certain things. And we're not entitled to anything. Everything that we have is just a blessing for you to just be grateful for.
You know, and we're grateful for Brian, obviously, for entrusting us to be on this call tonight, as we had from, you know, time and time before in the past, and just his leadership and mentorship. And I know he's impacted so many lives that are on this call as well over the months and over the years and soon to be decades at some point in time, right? You know, and, you know, Mary is talking about just, you know, being thankful. When she says, you know, be thankful for your customers that you do have, send them a handwritten note. I mean, Jerry Thompson Jr., our CEO, was the person that introduced that to me by, you know, sending us a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note from the CEO. I don't know if at your job you've ever gotten a note from the CEO or maybe it was just an email, but a handwritten note. They took the time to actually do that. And that's when I started doing that, is doing handwritten notes. And so reach out to your customers. I mean, maybe it's just a phone call, maybe it's a handwritten note, but let them know you're thankful for them being a customer, being a loyal Ambit customer, and remind them again maybe why you're doing this business. And along the way, you actually might find some referrals that way as well. So, but just that action of gratitude has a way of attracting things to you that you may not. If you get focused on what you don't have, then typically what shows up more often than not is more of what you don't have, more of what you don't want. So start looking at the small things. It's really hard for the big things to show up if you can't even recognize those small moments or recognize those small wins, those victories. I mean, you know, you look at the game of baseball, it's won on base hits. I mean, yeah, Grand Slam sometimes wins the game, but, you know, most of those points got put on the board by singles and doubles. And so that's the same thing here. Look at the wins. customer's a win. A new marketing consultant is a win. Maybe you didn't promote that next person to senior consultant so you could get further down the road to promoting to executive. That's okay. You know, every day it's a path of progress. And if you can just recognize that progress and be thankful for it, then you're in a 1% category. Most people will focus on the complaints, the things that aren't there, and it's going to derail them. Sometimes it derails them for weeks and months. Sometimes it just takes them completely out of the business. You know, Ambit Energy is not perfect. The opportunity is not perfect. I mean, I think our ownership and our management team operates pretty close to it, but they make mistakes too. And you know, we obviously sometimes feel they should be able to handle or foresee those things differently or better, and that's fine, but just navigate through that and don't let it get you sideways. To get you sideways, you're looking down the barrel of a gun that there's no other option, because you start looking at the other opportunities that are out there. They lack the sustainability. They lack the longevity. They lack the ability to not have customers change buying habits. They require customers to pay more for their products and services to support a comp plan. You get very, very limited what's out there. So Ambit is not perfect, but as far as I can tell, it is the best option that's out there. And I think most of you guys have recognized that. You've got to find some way to convey that to your teams on a regular basis so they can start realizing this for themselves. So recognizing the small things, recognizing the progress, recognize it in somebody else. You know, how many times do people show up to work on a Monday where they've worked hard all week, clock hits, they're leaving Friday, and the whole entire week there hasn't been one thank you. There hasn't been, hey, man, thanks for handling that call for me. Thanks for handling that meeting for me. You know, hey, you did a really great job on that report. I mean, we go through our entire week usually without hearing a single word of gratitude coming from somebody else. Now, my thing that I always tell my son every time I drop him off going on to youth group, youth church, is, hey, you be first. You be the first one to stick your hand out and say, hi, my name's Zach. You be the first one to help somebody. You be first. So if you got to be the first person in your job, your business, wherever it is, to start appreciating and recognizing people that are above you, beneath you, side to you, whatever that is, do it. It's going to change your atmosphere. It's going to change your environment. And then your ability to operate freely there is going to be a whole lot more interesting. You're going to have less stress. Your Ambit business is going to flow a little bit better just because you're not dragging a lot of the other things that most people are doing. Most people are hanging on to complaints. They don't want to get anything resolved. They don't want to recognize the good. Everything's half bad. You know, they don't want to see those things. You can be that beacon of light. And what starts to happen is people start coming to you and start saying, hey, what's going on with you? People are looking for leadership more than anything. And, you know, you're looking for leadership and you found some leadership. And if, you know, and where you are in your Ambit business, you know, if you've got to have 2, 3, 4 people that you're borrowing, you know, wisdom from and experiences from, do it. We do it. We don't just have one source of where we're getting mentored or coaching from. And we make sure that we go get what we need, because Brian's not calling me up and saying, hey, Richard, you haven't called for coaching lately. Chris Chambliss isn't calling Mary up saying, hey, you need some coaching. No one's calling us up. We have to generate that ourselves. And I'm so thankful for the cross-line support, the upline support, the downline support, the corporate support, consultant support, and just it's there. The support is there. We have literally the perfect chemistry with this business, but it's easy to lose sight and lose focus of it. And the next time you call in the consultant support, be sure you thank them. Remember, they're our partners. They're in this. They're on the front line. You know, the consultant support people, they started off in customer service. Can you imagine what it would be like to deal with customers on a daily basis that are calling in call after call after call? You know none of them are calling in to say thank you. So when you're talking to consultant support people, make sure that you're letting them know that you appreciate what they do, and make sure that you understand and recognize that they're your partners. Even if something's not moving as fast as it should be, just follow the protocols. If you don't get a solution, request a supervisor. keep pushing it up the chain. Maybe you got to even push it up to your upline at some point in time to get some additional support on maybe the executive or national desk. So just understand they are there to work with us, and just thank them for what they're doing.
You know, we talk a lot about Thanksgiving, but, I mean, today I actually came home after being at the mall with my daughters and actually not getting any Christmas shopping done, just connecting time. But my house looks like a Christmas bomb went off, and not in a good way either. And I got into the frustration of it's Sunday after Thanksgiving break. The house is a complete shambles, and dinner's not ready, and we got to get the kids in bed. And I started doing my thing, and Richard reminded me, what did Pastor Keith say in church today? What was the topic again? And I had to remember, you know what, if in the midst of all of it, give thanks. And, you know, that is something that, you know, that will change what happens for you. That will change your perspective. So always, you know, we're not saying give thanks and be complacent and be, really give thanks. Be thankful for where you are, but don't have that be the thing that has you be complacent. And then, you know, be thankful that the company gave us an extension of open enrollment. I mean, it is crazy that we've got another 3 weeks of open enrollment, which is a fantastic time for us in our business, because you have a vehicle where you can show people how they can actually build a business and pay for their Christmas shopping. I mean, right now, people are stressing out about money. People are stressing out about, how am I going to pay for Christmas? How am I going to get my kid that toy that they really, really want that's way over the budget from what I had allocated? I mean, Richard and I create a Christmas budget every year, and we budgeted X amount of dollars, and already with one gift that we're getting our 9-year-old that we had allocated X amount for, what we're really seeing is 2.5 times as much as we thought it was going to cost. And so we're already looking at, okay, how do we readjust our budget? And it's not a big deal for us to adjust our budget, but for a lot of families, that's a big deal. Like, they've got that budget because that's all they have, and now they're wanting to give their kid the gift that they really want, but they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to stretch that dollar. Maybe it's not even just the gift. They're looking for a way to get a gift. I mean, we had a consultant in our business that said that's what they want. They want to be able to have a gift under the tree for their child. And you've got a vehicle right now. Someone can invest $24.95 plus tax, $26, go get a couple of customers, and boom, they've got $100 in their pocket. They've cleared almost $75 just by doing a little bit of legwork. And for the first time ever, we have an incredible vehicle where you can grow your business and you can show someone how to fulfill on their goals for the new year while paying for their goals for the current year, which is a really incredible thing.
You know, in 9 years, we've always had to compete with the holiday shopping, right? I mean, yeah, there's time distractions and stuff like that and holiday parties, but think about it. It's those of you that are in open enrollment, I mean, it's $460 to start Ambit for the past 9 years, except this holiday season. It's now $26, with tax, depending on where you live. You don't have to compete with that. I mean, swinging for the fences right now should be all that you're doing, meaning that you have rearranged life to make sure that you're not letting things that are not priority, high priority, distract you from your Ambit business. You're not going to get a sweeter time than this. Now, I know some people, I mean, I've talked to people, and, you know, they were holding back a little bit because they felt like there'd be another extension. I didn't think there was going to be another extension. Now, you'd think that maybe, I don't know, Brian or Ray or me or Chris or somebody would know, but there was no message that went out. So we were all operating from the standpoint that it wasn't going to get extended. There was going to be a fee of some sort. I didn't think it was going to be $429, but I thought there'd be a fee. But they had enough good sense to really go, you know what, this is working. Let's see what it can do during the holidays. We've never done it before during the holidays, so let's go crank it out. So you think about everything you've got to do over the next few weeks. Can it wait to the end of December? Can it wait till January? What can you push off that doesn't have to be done right now? and really start looking at how do you free up the minutes of your day? How do you start freeing up the hours of your week? You know, could you postpone the show that you're watching weekly and just buy the season or, you know, whatever on Netflix or whatever it is that you do, Hulu, and watch it at the end of the year one night and you can just get it all done with? That's what I've done before with seasons, is just watch it all in one night. You know, you don't have to let other people's schedules dictate yours. Start looking to see where can you take control of your schedule. And also start to look to see where you can double up on some things. If, you know, if your kids are involved in sports, can you get some carpooling going? What can you layer so that you can start freeing up those minutes a day? Because remember, those of you that were at Power Trip and heard an extraordinary talks from Raimani, and it's like your one conversation. How long does it take to have one conversation? Minutes. You don't know what that one conversation that you carved out of that segment of what it's going to provide for you and your family for the next 10 years.
You know, people used to ask us way long ago when we were so far away from National Consultant, how far are you guys from National Consultant? I think a lot of people were expecting me to give them some, you know, number. And I always would tell them, I'm only one Ray Monty away from National. One Ray Monty away from National. So just know that. You are one consultant away from a huge financial breakthrough that can change your family's life forever for generations to come. And now's a great time. You're out and about and you're shopping and you're seeing people. Now's the time to get friendly. Now's the time to start having conversations in line. God knows you are going to be in line a lot this Christmas season. Even if you're shopping online, you're still going to be in line somewhere at the grocery store, at the gas station, you know, at the mall, wherever you're at the post office. You know, start conversation with people. How's your day going? Oh, is it really going great? Have you gotten all your Christmas shopping done? What's the craziest thing on your shopping list? You know, just start conversation with people to see if you can see where there might be a need where Ambit can answer that need. So take advantage of this time, because that one conversation that you think you should have is probably the one conversation you definitely should have. So don't walk away and think, man, I could have had that person signed up and you didn't, because you never know where that person is going to lead you time and time again. I mean, if you're around this business long enough, you're going to hear story after story after story of somebody who made one more phone call to one more person that exploded their business. And it usually is like that. It's not usually just grinding it out, although it takes work to stay after it, even in the midst of when it doesn't look like it's happening. But it really is you taking the time to take advantage of this opportunity. It is open enrollment. It is not going to get better than this. I mean, you think about it. It is the perfect storm. People are talking about money. They're thinking about money. They're budgeting money. They're having conversations about money. And you have an opportunity where they can really take advantage of a commodity that every single person uses, and it's open enrollment. I mean, it couldn't be better than this. So I just take advantage of it, you know. Come January, it's going to be another great time to really take advantage of open enrollment while people are talking about finances and they're talking about their goals. And one of the things that Richard and I do every year is around December, we do a vision trip and we talk about our goals from the year and how we did on the goals and what we did that had us hit the goals that we hit, and what did we fail to do that had us miss the goals that we missed. And we always have goals that we hit, and we always have goals that we miss. And it usually is poor structures that has us miss the goals. So I invite you to really spend some time either by yourself or with your spouse or your business partner and talk about the goals from 2015. And if you think about, oh, shoot, what were my goals from 2015, then that's probably one of the reasons why you didn't hit your goals. So there was no structure in place for you to review your goals consistently. And if you're not reviewing your goals consistently, if you don't have them displayed somewhere where you can see them regularly, then the likelihood of you hitting them are very slim to none. And the other thing is, you know, look and see of the goals that you did hit, what practices – did you have in place that helped you hit those goals? Because if you hit certain goals, there is something that you're doing correctly. There's something that you're doing right that had you fulfill on those goals. So that gives you access to being able to repeat that, being able to duplicate that again in 2016. And then there's going to be a number of goals that you didn't hit, that you probably didn't even come close to. And when you look at those, don't do that as a way to kick yourself in the tail. It's access. Looking at what you failed to do will also give you access and power into being able to accomplish new goals in 2016. So look and see, what did you fail to do? What practices that if you had put them in place would have had you succeed? And what's a doable practice? So a lot of you, you didn't write down your goals. A lot of you, you didn't place it somewhere that you could see them regularly. A lot of you didn't have any kind of structures where you actually reviewed them. Maybe it's because you didn't have an accountability partner. Maybe it's because it seemed so far out that you didn't set some milestones for interim progress. And because you didn't set those interim progress milestones, you never celebrated the wins between the start of the goal and the end of the goal, and so it seemed like you were never going to get there. And so I'm speaking from my own failure in hitting some of our goals. One of our goals for this year was hitting national consultant. We didn't get there. And I have a litany of reasons why we didn't get there and things that we failed to do. We got much further along than we've done in previous years, and looking at what had us get there, what had us get much further along this year than last year. So everyone's got that, and, you know, you've got to, if you don't set yourself up and you don't take the time to plan out the next year, you're going to start off slow. A lot of you guys, you don't start your ambit year until right after simulcast, and if that's the case, you're going to lose the entire month of January. Don't do that. Hit the ground running. 2016, spend this time taking that time of reflection. Maybe you don't do that between now and the end of open enrollment. Maybe you do that between Christmas and New Year's, when typically it is very, very slow in our business. So that's a great time for you to take that reflection time, because if you're not taking that time, you're just going to, I mean, people that do not have goals usually hit them with great accuracy. So you don't want to be that person that hits your non-goals with great accuracy. You really want to zero in on what you want to produce. And listen, the year is not over. You know, the thing that Richard and I talked about is we still have an entire month left of the year. If you look, what is the one goal that if you hit that goal between now and December 31st, will have your 2015 be successful? Maybe it's qualifying for free electricity. Maybe it's promoting to regional. Maybe it's promoting a senior. Maybe it's having one more senior in your senior code. Maybe it's adding on X amount of customers. Maybe it's adding on X amount of consultants. Maybe it's being able to present part of the presentation. I don't know what it is for you, but you've got to have something out there that you're going to accomplish between now and the end of the year that's going to make your year be successful. You know, there's going to be one or two things that if you push between now and the end of the year and you finish strong, then it'll springboard your 2016. Don't think that since it's Thanksgiving and Christmas is around the corner and all the holiday season is upon us, that it's time to coast. Now is not the time to coast. Now is the time to push hard so you can finish strong. I mean, if you look at people who compete in the Olympics, they're pushing all the way to the finish line. The finish line is December 31st. The finish line is not Thanksgiving. The finish line is December 31st. And if you push to the very end, how much more are you going to springboard for 2016?
Now, for our turkey, Thanksgiving was the finish line.
Yes, it was.
And don't get too bogged down, on the goals. I mean, there's tons of free stuff out there that you can go out and Google and just get some goal-setting stuff and just kind of start the conversation. I mean, here's the thing. If you're writing goals down, you are in a 5% category, maybe even a 3% category. Most people don't ever write any goals down whatsoever. let alone carrying them or have some way to access them within a matter of seconds. You got to pick those major things that you want to accomplish over 2016. But what you got to do right now is you've definitely got to focus between now and the end of the year to set your 2016 up. Listen, I know we say sometimes we're not in competition with people, you know, as far as network marketing, this, but the fact is, because people are joining this business, that business, this juice, this pill, this wrap, this whatever, and all those businesses are fine, but that's, you know, they're not in your business right now. It doesn't mean they'll never be in your business, but they're not in your business right now. So you got to think, well, what do I've got to do to get access to, you know, more and more people? Well, one, you got to get out there, and you got to get out there meeting people like Mary was talking about. But the other thing is you got to stay active during this period of time. See, most network marketers across the country dial way back, and that's just common. Leaders don't. You're on this call, you're a leader. Leaders don't dial back for nothing. Leaders keep going. That doesn't mean you don't take care of your family, take care of your friends. It just means your business, your open sign is on. It is not off in the middle of the day. It is not off at 7 p.m. You can still make a call at 8 o'clock at night. You can still make a call at 9 o'clock at night. Some people you can call at midnight. Listen, your business is not off. You must stay ahead. If you want to get a 60 to 90 day jump on the entire industry, you stay just as active during this period of time as you were the day after Ambition 2015. You make sure you stay just as active during this period of time, and then you get to write some success stories going into simulcast and coming out of simulcast. You've already heard Chris say announcements coming out of simulcast will be bigger than Ambition 2015. We are going into our 10th year of business. Our 10th anniversary is coming up Labor Day weekend for Ambition of 2016. Well, the parties start in simulcast. So they're going to blow some things out of the water there, and they're going to crank things all the way out, all the way to Ambition. I promise you, these guys, they've got goals of being a $2 billion company a whole lot sooner than you and I might be thinking. They are very clear on being a $2 billion company very, very soon. So they're going to do everything they need to do to make sure this company is a $2 billion company. Who made this company a $1 billion company? The people on this call. Who made it a $1.5 billion company? The people on this call. Who's going to make it a $1.7, we're going to be finished out this year. Who's going to make it a $2 billion company? Everyone else that's coming into your business and everyone that's on this call. So you guys get to be a part of that. If one of your goals is not how many people you're going to have at simulcast with you, you're missing the mark on that. If one of your goals is not having, you know, how many consultants you're going to have registered before the end of the year for simulcast, you're missing the mark. You're starting your year late. Listen, you want a tax write-off for this year? You want to help somebody else with a tax write-off for this year? Register for simulcast this year so you can write it off this year instead of having to wait another 12 months to write it off. So use whatever tool, whatever you got to do, but make sure people understand the only people that win in this business are the ones that plant their flag out in the future, they yell charge, and they bring as many people as possible with them to that flag. Simulcast is your flag. December 31st is not your flag. December 18th is not your flag. Simulcast is your flag, and that's what you're charging for, and that's what you're bringing people to. And along the way, we're going to be triggering bonuses, we're going to be increasing residual, and we're going to bring as many people as possible so you can help grow that seven levels of residual that you came in here for.
You know, for simulcast, I mean, it is an incredibly important event. And so at the end of this year, one of your goals between now and simulcast has got to be how many people are you going to get registered? So maybe you're brand new in the business. A great goal for you is to register one person a week into simulcasting your business and then have them take on the same goal. Maybe you don't have anybody in the business. Well, you know what? Maybe a goal is one person in your business a week and have them register for simulcast. Maybe you're further along in your business. Maybe it's two people a week. Maybe it's somebody every other day. Maybe it's two people a day. Wherever your business is, look for a goal that will help you produce the kind of results you want to produce. Your income will be equivalent to how and proportional to how many people you have at simulcast. So if you want incredible income coming out of 2016 right out of the gate, then you got to have incredible amounts of people at simulcast. I'm telling you, the reason why our leaders always push simulcast and ambition is because that is the way the business works. If you are not registered for simulcast yourself, you are behind the eight ball. You got to get yourself registered. It doesn't matter what else you've got going on. Get yourself registered. It's the easiest event to get to. I highly, highly, highly recommend that everybody get themselves to the live venue. And if you haven't figured out the details yet on the live venue, go register for the live venue, figure out the details. And then if you cannot get to the live venue, it's so easy for you to get to the event because you literally can roll out of bed, log into your computer online, roll back into bed, and watch it from bed. I mean, you cannot make it any easier than that. As you get people talking about simulcast on your team, you've got to help them to register. Don't trust that they're going to register themselves because most of the time it's not that important to them. Help them register. Go into the event center yourself. Tell them, give me your credit card. I will sign you up myself. You go look for their name. You put in their fee number. You put in their credit card information, and you get them registered. It is going to be the quickest, most surefire way for you to get people registered for simulcast. I'm telling you, the way that Chris and Jerry spoke at Power Trip, I had never, ever seen them like I saw them this time. And I'm telling you, we are about to move into a major shift in our business. I have no idea what it is, but I can tell you my senses, my discernment, my instincts, whatever you call it, I'm telling you, we're moving into a new season in our business, and it is a very exciting experience. So take advantage of it by getting yourself and your team registered for simulcast. Finish 2015 strong. Do not let up. Even though I said the finish line is December 31st, remember, when people run toward the finish line, they don't stop at the finish line. They bypass the finish line because they've got so much momentum behind them that they cannot stop at the finish line. You want to have so much momentum behind you from 2015 that it thrusts you into 2016, and you run into simulcast strong with a whole team of people behind you, running alongside you. And that really is what the business is about. I mean, the more people you get on your team running for the same goal, the bigger your business is going to get, the more your financial freedom number gets closer to you. And I'm telling you, it's a really exciting time. I can tell you that it's made all the difference in the world for our family. It can make that difference for you too and your family. And I'm going to tell you, the only reason why you're not running like your hair really is on fire is because you're lacking some belief in yourself about the business. And I'm telling you, every single person on this call, you are one, two conversations away from completely having a financial breakthrough. And I don't know where that one or two conversations is going to happen. I don't know if that's happening this week, next month, next year, 2 years from now. I don't know. But I can tell you, if you keep after it, you are gonna accomplish your financial goals. So really, now's the time to take advantage of it. All right, with that said, I'm telling you, if you're not registered for simulcast, at the end of this call, go online, go to events.ambitenergy.com, get yourself registered, and sit down and make it a goal. How many people are you going to get registered for simulcast? Schedule it in your calendar to review your goals. Maybe you're not going to do it during open enrollment, but schedule it in your calendar sometime before the end of the year to review your goals and start thinking about your goals for 2016. Take advantage of open enrollment. Review your written list and start getting bold with people. As you meet people, get bold with them and go look for people that you can help get freed up financially. You've got the cure for financial cancer. Use it wisely and be bold with it. Don't be afraid. Don't back down, because I'm telling you, this will change your life, and it's going to change the lives of many, many people around you. So with that, we're going to turn it back over to you, Bear. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We are so grateful for you guys and for the company and what's happened. Now really is the time to really take advantage of it. I know we're going to work hard over the next 32 days to finish the year strong, and we invite you to run alongside with us.